your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
21-14, Collins leads it here. We are through three quarters to play, but Spencer County has it first and 10 from the Collins 12-yard line. Trying to tie things up. He's been back and forth. Collins dominated things early, but turned it over two times in the first quarter play. It was 7-all, 14-all at the half, and then Collins scored the only touchdown in the third quarter to go up 21-14. Spencer County trying to get even here. D. Rutter under center, first and 10. Turns, gives to Ashley. Make fumble, fumble, ball on the ground.
Like Spencer,
it looked like Spencer fell back on it.
It looked like we had it, though. It looked like.
And it will.
Big play right
Spencer
there.
Recovers it down close to the 5-yard line.
Nick had it. It just from his hands.
Yeah.
They'll spot it at the 6. That will be a gain of 6.
Spencer kind of got a bad break. He moved that ball back about 2 yards, didn't he? Unless they called him down.
They called fumble.
Yeah, I thought the ball was at the 5-yard line.
I did too.
So 2nd and 4.
They can get a first down though, right?
Yes. Get back to 1.
Rudder under center, motion from Smith. He'll hand it Smith in the backfield. Smith cuts it back up inside, close to the goal line. They're going to say,
ooh,
down just before the goal line, and Spencer County will have it 1st and goal from inside the 1.
Guys, you know how we're talking about glad there's no instant replay?
Yeah, no, there you go. In to me. I thought he was in, too.
Yeah.
But Spencer County get to run a little more time. They're probably happy. This might come down to who has the ball last.
Might as well just spell out the health here.
There's nobody on 3.
Nobody even going now.
Wow.
Fitzgerald out late. Quarterback sneak again. They scored on this just before the half. And waiting for the call. Touchdown, Spencer County. So D. Rutter takes it again from just inside the 1. Quarterback sneak for a touchdown. And they'll bring out their kicker, Adam Nation, to try to tie things up here at 21.
I'm sorry, Scott, but this
could come down to a missed extra point. He about missed the first one.
Your holder is number 23, Brandon Left, also the running back. Snap back, kick up, kick right in the middle.
There, that's
good. So with 10:45 to go here in the fourth quarter of play, we are now tied at 21. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN.
Tried to onside it. Phillips comes up with it and goes right down the left sideline for the touchdown.
That ball bounced. Perfect bounce right up to him. I thought he was going to step out of bounds for a minute.
This is where you're glad you paid over $1 million for the AstroTurf field.
Twice.
Those true ops. Yeah, twice. You know how to play the sinkholes around here.
That's why they love us downtown.
And you're glad you're running down that sideline and not my sideline.
Oh.
So Webb Bates back on the field for the extra point attempt. It's the onside kick. Backfires big time.
Oh. Guys, that was a great play by JR. Great play.
Good catch on the snap. Lucas gets it down, and Bates converts. 10:39 to go. Collins back out on top, 28-21. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Okay, set to kick this one off. Yes. And left, back deep here for Spencer County. They're just going to pop it up and be fielded by number 10.
Oh,
knocked out of bounds on a nice play by Peyton Hall.
And then he got D.J. Webb landed on him when he's laying out of bounds. But he's already in the air, so I bet he said next time, I think I'm just going to call fair catch. Think about it, though, your defense right back on the field. I mean,
right back on it.
You definitely don't mind scoring, but...
Do see Dane Kidwell back out on the field.
I said that three times fast.
I thought he'd run DNC in a rapid run.
Well, you said DJ Webb, man. It got me going.
See him next couple weeks.
The rudder under center. He'll turn, fake a handoff, looking to throw.
There he is, wide open.
Down in the middle of the field, and nice play by Jacob Phillips to knock it away.
The ball just floated back toward the middle. It looks like it headed up to the outside. He had him.
So as Phillips gets a big return on the onside kick for the touchdown, he's right back on the field defensively to knock a pass down. That'll bring up second and 10 here for the Bears. We'll see if they go back to this inside run. It has really hurt Collins here, really dating back too late in the second quarter.
We mentioned they passed the ball just to hit that big play.
And that's it.
The Rudder back under center. Ball's for motion from left. He'll give it to the first man, Ashley, and he'll be slung down, but he'll get the first down. That same play is really eating Collins up right now.
Phillips coming out again, guys.
Nashawn Roseberry will check in for Phillips. Venture County a little bit more deliberate to get him back to the line of scrimmage here. This play will take us under the 10-minute mark. Collins leads 28-21. Once again, inside handoff to Ashley. Breaks through the first side, and Roseberry will tackle him, but not until he's inside the 40 down to the 37-yard line. We mentioned did not have a carry in the first half, but he has had his way with the Collins defense here in the second half.
I kind of wonder what they're doing differently in this half than they did last half, unless we're just not, you know, unless we're getting tired. I mean,
yeah, they're getting tired.
And of course, Gage not out there. You know, he played a really good first half too.
So first and 10 Bears.
There's nobody on.
There.
Yeah.
He'll turn, give it to left. Left hits the line of scrimmage, and he'll go for a short gain down to the 35-yard line.
I believe we might not have put anybody out there on that guy. They might not even notice. Now he look his way.
Nick Eaves and I think Lopez both there on the...
Lopez, I think that's his first action defensively.
Say that he'll check out Dane Kidwell back in.
But guys, I'm looking straight down from the goal line into the Collins back of their jerseys. There is no middle linebacker. They're taking Harrod and they're taking Eaves and they're splitting them out over top of the tackles. So when they run that little inside handoff, the middle between the A-gap is just wide open like it is right now.
Yeah.
He'll turn, he'll give to Ashley, and this time hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll break the first tackle. I think that was Zach Smith. Now that was Andrew Lee hit him first. He'll struggle forward down to the 20 or to the 31-yard line. Going to bring up third and about four. Well, this play here, 8:28 to go. Clock continues to roll. Collins leads it 28-21. Spencer County driving it again. They've got it third and five from the Collins 31-yard line. The Rudder under center, quarterback run right up the middle of the field, and he'll have the first down. Kind of same thing there, right, John?
Yeah.
Same thing, nobody's there, really.
There's no middle linebacker. They've got both Eaves and Harrod over top their tackles, and that's leaving from the guard to center to the other guard just wide open in the middle.
The Cameron Hoban was in on that last play, playing deep nose guard or defense tackle.
I mean, if you're going to play that, you might as well just go ahead and bring the safety up and play him in the middle.
Yeah.
I mean, because they're not going to throw the ball.
Ball marked at the 26, first and 10. Rudder right back under center. He'll fake a handoff, rolling, looking to throw a throwback pass
Will
to
Ralph.
Left. He's wide open, and he'll hit it and take it into the end zone for the touchdown.
Man, that was a nice catch.
Yes, it was. Ran a little small, simple, real route. All they ran.
Fake the handoff to left, and as John mentioned, just a wheel route around the left sideline, and nice catch. ball was thrown really high to his outside shoulder, ran underneath of it, took it in the end zone for the touchdown. And Adam Nation on for the extra point attempt. Scott mentioned it may come down to who mishandles the snap.
Get that.
Oh, low kick is good. 7:37 to go in this one. We're back tied at 28. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab is proud to be the leader in physical and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you've had a sports injury or are suffering from lower back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individual treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined this season. Let Max Performance help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can in yours. Call to schedule your appointment. 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Short kickoff taken by Roseberry. He'll be tackled, it looks like, at the 33-yard line. So back and forth, we continue to go. Now tied at 28.
This is when you definitely don't want to have the turnover.
Well, you jinxed it.
I know.
Lucas looking to the sideline. They try to figure out exactly what they want to do. They'll go to a four-receiver set. Roseberry in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes a snap. He'll hand to Roseberry. Nashon got plenty of room up the middle of the field, and he'll be up close to midfield at the 48-yard line.
Guys, it almost looks like Spencer County's defense is playing Collins' defense. There is no middle linebacker.
Yeah. So big 15-yard gain there on first down for Roseberry. Both Lucas and Roseberry well over the 100-yard mark. Lucas stays in the shotgun. Takes a snap, quarterback run this time. And JR's past midfield, spinning forward, and he'll have another 8 yards down to the 45, maybe the 44-yard line.
You hear the coaches with that live mic. They just right now, they're just, like you mentioned, they're just putting the ball in Nashon and JR's hands. And of course, running some clock is also a good thing.
6:40 still to go here. Tied at 28. Collins has it. Second and two. Lucas. And Blake's going to be caught in the backfield and will be tackled from behind, almost like a horse collar. He'll lose 2 yards back to the 47 as Spencer County brought a lot of pressure.
I don't think he was ready for the snap. I think the snap took him off.
Nation coming off the field. Eads on.
One thing for sure, Collins definitely third and four and two down territory.
You don't like to see Nation come out on third down.
Jaden Wilson in the backfield here with Lucas. JR takes a snap, rolls to his right, looking to throw. Looking on the outside and just threw it well short. He's wide open. Maggard was down to the 35-yard line. Mike really would have seen JR just tuck that under. We got a flag down on the outside as well. They had plenty of room to throw, run.
Looked like 79.
Legal man downfield.
Yeah, 79 was downfield for Collins.
And they'll decline it now to bring up fourth down, fourth and four.
Is that a 5-yard penalty here?
Yeah.
Big play here.
So fourth and four in the Spencer County student section, really roaring on the opposite side here as they are trying to grab momentum. Collins really deliberate here, getting the play in. Don't want to take a delay. They'll work their way the line of scrimmage. Four receiver set. Wilson in the backfield. Roseberry out of the game right now. Lucas takes the snap. Being pressured.
They blitz.
And he's in trouble.
Oh.
And he's not going to get out of this one. He'll be sacked back inside midfield.
Spencer brought the blitz. Played man.
Really surprised those last two plays that Collins got away from the running game.
And they shot out on those last two plays, too.
They're really surprising the way they've run the ball here tonight. And Spencer County now has it in at the 47-yard line, first and 10, with 5:43 to go, and this one tied at 28. So we'll see if Collins can come up. We've seen Spencer County really do something different at last possession. Two times just brought kind of wholesale blitzes. We'll see if Collins changes things up any on their defensive side. The rudder turns. He'll give it to Ashley. He's got plenty of room to run again. Another 10 yards. I'm not sure what they're doing, but I would try something different at this point.
Number 12.
I'm not Buddy Ryan, but.
Tackle by number 12, Cameron Harris.
They're getting gashed right in the middle of the field right now. Spencer County becomes even more deliberate here now with the clock running and a tie ball game, and they're on Collins' end of things. First and 10 from the Collins 36-yard line.
Guys, they got to be close to delay a game.
And we've got a whistle dead, and Spencer County going to take a timeout.
Spencer County.
I think that'll be the second one they've used. We'll see if that comes into play. We'll take a quick break as well. 5:10 to go in this one. We're tied at 28. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Cub Cadet owners know the joy of attacking yard work with the strongest equipment, like the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, the strongest, most comfortable lawn tractors ever built, backed by the strongest warranty, and robust Cub Cadet commercial and residential zero-turn riders with lap bar or steering wheel control, plus industry-leading signature cut series walk-behind mowers. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
First and 10, Spencer County at the Collins 36-yard line. Going to give a left around the right end. Got room to run down the right sideline and was finally pushed out of bounds. But another big gain will get him out at the 20-yard line. So another 16 yards.
Right now, Collins defense gassed out there, and they're just running right. This was the signs of last week.
Yep.
I mean, last year,
yep.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely. 5:04 still to go. A lot of game left here, but Spencer County has not led in this one. And they're 20 yards away from taking their first lead.
Yeah, sooner or later, Collins is going to, I mean, they're just going to sell out with a blitz, an all-out blitz. Let's go. I mean, the safety's playing deep, and he's just...
Your rudder gives to Ashley again. He might go all the way in. He'll be tripped up, but not until he's inside the 5-yard line.
They're just gashing him in the middle. Spencer County got a lineman down. They're about the 5.
As you mentioned, they are really gashing the middle of that Collins defense. Austin actually had no carries in the first half, and he's had an absolute field day here in the second half. Kind of reminds me a little bit of the Bullet East.
Yeah, exactly. The guy didn't play in the first half either. Yeah.
An offensive lineman, I think that's right, Vince Scott. Offensive lineman down.
34. 34.
Well, I don't know.
34?
Yeah.
A weird number for an offensive. I thought it was an offensive lineman.
I think he's playing tight end.
Chris Shelburne, the injured player down for Spencer County. But you get the feel right now. I thought in the first half I had the feel that Collins really was controlling things. But that's flipped the script here in the second half. Mm-hmm. It really seems like Spencer County, even though we're tied, really has control of the football game right now.
I think you're right, too. They're doing what they want to do, and I mean, it's going to be tough to stop them. You know,
I still go back to the first half, guys. You get those two big turnovers, and it's a different ball game.
Shelburne is up and making his way to the Spencer County sideline. Spencer County will have it first and goal from the 5-yard line.
Finally, you know, we talk about stops. Spencer County came up with one big stop, and that's good. Right now, the difference in the game.
Still 4:58 to go in this one. Spencer has it. Hurst in goal.
Yeah, you got Smith out here by himself.
Be right or under center.
We're confused. We still have nobody in the middle.
And they'll hand it off to left, going around the left side, cuts it back inside, touchdown. Zach Smith did a good job of stringing it out as long as he could, but then he cut back, and there was nobody there to make the tackle. And left takes it in. And Spencer County with their first lead of the night here, 34-28, ending the extra point.
It might be, like you said, it might be going to come down if we can score, go for two.
Yeah, I mean, it might be, seriously. So Adam Nation on again for the extra point attempt. And Spencer County is going to use their final timeout.
I don't know what's going on.
For the extra point.
Unless they had to be a man short.
There was a man short. 23 was off the field. No, 23.
22. Yeah.
So we'll see if that comes back to get Spencer County with no timeouts. Collins still with all three of theirs remaining. But, you know, you look right there. They took over possession at the 47 and I think they scored on four plays.
Yeah, it doesn't take long when you're getting 30 yards a run. This is, like you mentioned, this is last year what we saw over there last year when we did broadcast it. We went over there, and they just, it was just big run after big run after big run.
We'll see what Collins decides to do when they get the ball back. Seen a heavy dose of running all night long, but we'll see if they stick with that.
Still have plenty of it. Collins went from the 2-yard line and scored in about four plays or so, running the football mostly. So.
Yeah. All right, so both teams back lined up for the extra point attempt here. Adam Nation, Spencer County kicker, trying to put them up seven. Have his back, kick up, and the kick is good. 4:42 to go in this one. Spencer County, their first lead of the night. They lead it 35-28. Listen to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLN Radio.
It's hot in here.
It's your kicking chicken sandwich meal. It really brings the heat. Is it hot enough?
Smoldering. I'm April.
I'm July.
Set your world on fire? Maybe. Indescribably good? Definitely. The Kickin' Chicken Sandwich Meal. Chicken fingers on Texas toast drizzled with tongue torch sauce and ranch. Served with crinkle fries and a small beverage. Only at Zaxby's.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Harry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Harry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Right, taken by Roseberry. He slung down at the 35-yard line. And we've also got a player down.
Jacob Phillips, it looks like.
Looks like Phillips again.
We've seen Jacob off a couple of times with a cramping issue, but Jacob had a heck of a play early on an onside kick. That was the last lead Collins had. Onside kick, he picked it up and ran it 50 yards for a touchdown.
Is it just me? I mean, it's not terribly humid out here. I mean, you're in the fifth game of the season.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think you should be cramping up, should you?
I wouldn't think so either, not with the weather the way it is.
It's beautiful out here. I mean, it's not like it's early August.
Yeah. All right, so Collins will lead the – or J.R. Lucas will lead the offense out. They're going to go to answer your question. Five receiver set. Jacoby Evans in the game. He's playing the right slot.
Well, you still got two deep safety for Spencer. I mean, I wouldn't avoid the run right here.
Lucas surveying the defense. Now looks to the sideline. They'll reset. JR takes a snap. Quick throw out to Peyton Hawk. Hawk up to the 40 and will run out of bounds at about the 43-yard line.
One thing about it, Collins is used to being in this situation. They came back twice against Eastern and also against Bullitt East.
Yep.
Pretty much won on the last play of the game. So,
second down and one.
No, not foreign territory for these guys.
Another thing, they've been behind. And, you know, talked about in the opening, really dating back. I mean, you're going all the way back to, you know, Bullitt East. They were down late in that game. Eastern late, really down. And then Bull County, you find a way last week. Lucas, quarterback run this time. And he's hit at the 45, and it will depend on the spot. I think he does have the first down. Yes, they will give him forward progress over the 35, close to the 36. It'll be first and 10 tight.
They are in this mid-run run here, though, the last two, three drives, or the last two drives. They kind of shut down that middle run that he was just gashing them earlier in the game.
They'll stay in a five-wide set. They're going to change formation. They're going to bring Sam Harriet in and Derek Decker out. Lucas drops straight back. Plenty of time. Looking in the middle of the field. Intercepted. He's running back the other way. I don't think they're going to catch him unless Lucas gets him. He'll run through him into the end zone. Touchdown.
Still right to him. Right to him.
Hunter Brown just sitting in the middle of that zone, and he threw it right into the 22. And Spencer County has blown this one wide open.
There is no way he could have seen him. I mean, he is, I don't know if he tried to move him or what, but he just, I mean, it's like he was the intended target.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Nation back on for the extra point attempt, and with only 3:55 to go in this one, that might have done it. Kick up and kick good, and Spencer County has opened up a 42-28 lead, 3:55 to go in this one. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Roseberry on the kickoff up the right side. He'll get up to the 45-yard line, but Collins right now really stumbling down the stretch. They led 28-21, and Spencer County has reeled off 21 points here in a very short period of time, and Collins got to score and got to score quick. Lucas takes a snap, rolls to his left. Looking to throw, nothing there. Going to try to run it. Now he runs to his own player and will get maybe back to the line of scrimmage. And they're trying to get the ball deep to Maggard. They're not going to get behind.
You got two guys.
Guys, you got three. If you look back on this defense right now, you got 11, 23, 5, and the corner, 1. They're playing 20 yards off the ball.
Yep.
I mean, just throw it to them and get what you get.
Yep.
Take what the defense gives you.
They'll go 5 receiver set.
If you look on the far side, there is nobody close to the outside guy.
Lucas, plenty of time again, looking to throw. He's got Roseberry out of the backfield. That'll be good enough for a first down just past midfield down to the 46-yard line of Spencer County. But only 3:04 to go. Collins has really got to hustle things up here. Two receivers look to the sideline trying to get the call. Clock is running here. Lucas in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Plenty of time again. Still plenty of time. And we'll throw it out of bounds. Maggard down at the 30-yard line. Not sure why Dalton is trying to beat him over the top. It's just not possible.
Yeah.
Just break it off about 15 yards, and he'd get that all day long.
All day. I mean, tell you what it gives you. March it down, score, go the onside kick.
So second and 10, ball at the 45-yard line. They'll stay 5 wide.
I mean, I'm telling you, they're 20 yards off the ball.
They got four guys standing back to the 30-yard line. This one's to Maggard, and he'll be wrestled out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Going to bring up third and about four. Clock does stop as he goes out of bounds. 2:39 to go here. Collins is going to be forced to try to score and try to get it back on an onside kick. Officials huddling here. Not sure what the issue is there. So third and four from the 40-yard line. That's a five wide receiver set. He could really just stand up and throw the ball to the outside receiver. He's 20 yards from it.
Yeah. Easy.
Lucas going to look to try to run with it, and he'll have the first down down about the 33-yard line. But Peyton Hall playing the right outside wide receiver.
Just throw it to him. You're right.
He could just pick up and just throw the ball to him and probably gain 10 or 15 yards and get out of bounds.
They're playing the same way on Maggard on the short side.
Yep.
Throw this little screen.
J.R. has it. Quick pass to Roseberry. Nashawn makes a man miss in the middle of the field. Another first down down to the 20-yard line. 2:19 to go. Clock will stop on the first down.
That's what y'all were talking about right there. Just go around 10 yards, turn around, throw it. Guys, this is the most prevent defense
yeah.
I've ever seen. But now the field's shortening, so it's not as bad.
2:12 to go. Clock's running. First and 10, Collins at the 20-yard line. J.R. rolls to his left this time. Looking for Maggard, just overthrew him. He's wide open down at the 10-yard, inside the 10-yard line, just threw it about 5 yards over top his head. I think JR is trying to put too much on that. He's wide open.
Still got plenty of time to run the football, though. You got three timeouts. If you score, you're going to get an onside kick. So you got.
Well, I mean, do you have to honestly onside kick if you got three timeouts?
Yeah, it all depends on how much longer they got to really
score.
That's
true, too.
Probably, yes.
Haven't scored yet.
Lucas takes the snap. This time rolls to his right. Plenty of time to throw again. Looks in the middle of the field and off the hands of Roseberry at the goal line. Incomplete.
That's that ball right there.
That was right.
A drop, guys. Yeah.
That should have been a touchdown. That'll bring up third and 10 from the 20-yard line.
You know, you don't have to get all 10 back right here. You can, you know. You got two downs, you get 10 yards.
1:58 to go. 42-28 Spencer County leads. Lucas, plenty of time to throw it. And gets it to Maggard at the 10. Dalton trying to get to the sideline and will get out of bounds, I think, down at the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal from there.
I mean, the clock's going to stop anyway at first down, so.
1:50 to go. They'll wind the clock if he did not get out of bounds. Stopped on the first down. First and goal from the 7-yard line. Lucas in the shotgun.
Got to go here.
Jarrett takes a snap. Going to shovel it forward to Roseberry. Nashawn slips as he gets inside the 5 down to the 2-yard line. And Lucas, Coach Lucas wants a timeout, so they'll use their first timeout. We'll take a quick break as well. 1:31 to go in this one. Spencer County leads 42-28.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Now in the shotgun. Second and goal. Ball at the 3-yard line. 1:31 to go in this one. Collins will be forced to try to onside if they can score here. Quarterback run the entire way. Lucas spins into the end zone. Touchdown, Titans. So pinning an extra point, then it really is going to come down to this onside kick.
Yeah.
1:28 to go. Collins only with two timeouts remaining. Webb Bates on for the extra point attempt. High snap. Lucas gets it down. Bates kick is good. 42-35, 1:28 to go. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Cub Cadet owners know the joy of attacking yard work with the strongest equipment, like the Cub Cadet XT Enduro Series, the strongest, most comfortable lawn tractors ever built, backed by the strongest warranty, and robust Cub Cadet commercial and residential zero-turn riders with lap bar or steering wheel control, plus industry-leading signature cut series walk-behind mowers. Stop by your locally owned Cub Cadet dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville, for expert advice, superior service, and exceptional offers. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
All right, Collins scores, but still find themselves down 42-35. It will come down to an onside kick. Collins still huddled on the sideline as they try to get together of maybe what onside kick they're going to try to use here to make see if it'll work.
This for Cricky was always good, these onside kicks. Last couple I've seen hadn't been the greatest onside kick.
No.
I've never seen Webb kick one, though.
So. A couple attempts.
Looks like the ball is just...
They had tried to pop it up. We'll see what they do here. Ball's marked at the 40-yard line. Bates approaches. And it's going to be a high hitter off Spencer County. Ball still in play, and they're whistling and dead.
What happened?
Collins off sides.
Oh, I was going to say, the ball's still in play.
Everybody thought it was going to go out of bounds and took a direct right. Not sure what number. Is that a number? I think maybe it was 24, maybe.
That wasn't a bad kick, though.
No. He kicked it just a little bit softer.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what happens here. All right, so back them up to the 35-yard line. They'll try this again. Bates looks over the formation. Here he comes with a kick. And he ball went 3 yards. And that'll be...
Every time I've seen that kick, that never has worked here.
I'm trying to think. I was watching a college game last week, and they kicked the ball, and it only went like 6 yards. So anyway... Spencer County will take over possession at the 39-yard line of Collins. And Collins with only 2 timeouts remaining. So theoretically, they would have a chance maybe to get the ball back. But they've not come close to stopping Spencer County here in the second half. The only time Spencer County didn't score in the second half was they got the ball down inside the 10-yard line and went for it on fourth down and didn't convert. With the rudder under center, calls for motion from left. He'll give to left. And left tackled right at the line of scrimmage. Timeout Collins. So we'll just keep out here, but no gain. So 1:25, only 3 seconds ticks off the clock there. Question for you going down the road here, if, you know, you're Spencer County, you forced into a 4th and 3 or 4. Do you punt it away or do you try to go for it? Collins still with 1 timeout to go. 1:25 to go. 42-35. Spencer County leads. The Collins led it 28-21, and then Spencer County with three straight scores. The last one on an interception return by Hunter Brown to put them up 2 scores. Collins just scored to cut it back to 1, and now I'm trying to force Spencer County into another punt. The rudder takes it, hands to Ashley. He's got room to run. Got the first down, and he's going to take it all the way into. Nope, he'll be dragged down from behind. I think he's going to take it in the end zone, but Cam Harris runs him down. Inside the 5 to the 4-yard line.
Yeah, that's the ball game.
And they can just kneel on it from here on out.
I would rather do that and give Collins a chance to score late.
Yeah, I would want to score because then you could score an onside, try to onside kick it again.
Yeah, exactly right.
Official's timeout is Ashley got up a little banged up.
The game, though, the Collins probably had control in the first half. Second half, like you mentioned, just kind of flipped the script.
Definitely controlled. The first quarter and a half of this game wasn't even close. Had outgained Spencer County 2-1 at the half. But turnovers have been a huge problem tonight for the Titans. Let's see, D. Rudder under center, and they are in the victory formation. They'll just kneel on it here. Clock is running now under 1 minute. They'll take the snap, kneel on it. Here's Collins. I guess he is going to take their final timeout here. So we'll take a quick break as well. 49 seconds to go in this one. Spencer County leads it 42-35. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
I'm John Shannon, and you've probably heard of the saying, life goes on. But with the recent death of my father, I know that is easier said than done. We at Shannon Funeral Service also know that when death comes to your loved one, it might be hard to imagine how life could go on. So we serve by focusing not just on respecting that life, but to do everything possible to help that family move from point A to point B. Meaning, that from the first phone call that a precious life is gone, we strive to facilitate a ceremony that promotes healing to that family and honor to the deceased. We help counsel a family about burial and varied cremation options, and we are there to help guide a family with certain legal requirements, present items to consider beyond the funeral, and we even provide a shoulder on which to cry from point A to point B, because life does go on. If we can help you with that, call 633-1266 or check out our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com.
All right, Mr. County has it second and goal from inside the five. They're just kneeling on it here. Rudder takes a knee. Not sure if they'll have to have another snap or not. Looks like they will have to snap it maybe one more time here. Rudder looking to the sideline. Clock now under 25 seconds. So he'll take a knee, and that'll do it. So Spencer County comes back after trailing early and trailing most of the game. And a defeat, Collins, here in the first district matchup here tonight, 42-35.